Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Stay tuned, because the moment we have all been waiting for is finally here. Sin Rostro is dead. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show. Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Our head is still spinning, so excuse us if we're a little bit overboard tonight. Have so much to talk about. Sin Rostro is officially dead.
Sin Rostro is dead.
And Luisa came to the rescue. We have a special segment. We have some news to get into. But first, I'm going to introduce my lovely co-host, Miss Nima Sky, to my left.
Hello.
And Delia Gomez to her left.
Hey, guys.
And my name is Rivette Soro. Please, Delia, would you like to give us your overall thoughts of tonight's episode?
Oh, my God. I felt like it was an emotional roller coaster, but all for the best.
Right?
Like, sure. I just felt like I was just doing this. I was just too much anxiety, guys. I just could not handle
it. The Raphael.
Yeah, I was just like, too much.
The anxiety.
The emotional freedom technique.
Yeah. The whole time.
I had to write it down.
I was all over the place. I was up, down, emotional, just on the edge of my seat. I was angry. I was mad. I was confused. I was very, like, confirmed, because I already knew that, you know, the whole family was going to pretty much move to New York. But Sin Rostro, I knew that she was going to go down. But the only thing I have to say is that I was kind of shocked by Jane, maybe because I wanted her, like, to kind of give us a fight. Of course, she did at the end, but... yeah, I had all emotions, all of the above.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Michael finally came back. I knew he had to come back. Yeah. We've been saying it all season, people. We were right. His entrance and his exit, I don't know, it was still a little bit underwhelming for me.
Yeah.
The way they said goodbye, and the narrator tells us that, like, that's a real goodbye this time. I don't know. I didn't like it.
It was weird, honestly. It's like you come back and you just got the lady pregnant that I met. It's just like, wait, what?
I knew he would end up with her.
Right.
Yeah. And that's actually his fiance in real life.
Aw, I love that.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Hello.
Fun fact.
I love how everyone's significant other just ends up on the show. I think Jane's...
so cute.
Jane's...
Her husband. Now.
She met him on the show.
Yeah.
He played a stripper.
But they brought him back. They brought him back.
She got a stripper for life.
I love it. I don't know. I did love this episode. Lucky. It felt a little bit like a season finale.
Yeah.
It did.
Like, yeah. I don't know
what else to expect.
Right. I don't know. Sin Rostro, like, when she was in the apartment and Jane got home, my head spun, literally.
No, I was angry. I was like, I just really wanted Jane to just... stand up and be a superwoman and just save the day and let Sin Rostro know. Like, she was already going to... Honestly, I feel like Sin Rostro was just really playing mind games with her. And I just feel like Jane just really panicked. And I feel like she just gave her what she wanted. But I don't think that she had to do that. Mm-hmm. I think that if Jane would have switched her roles and if she would have been like, you know what? You need me to do something for you. Like, you're not going to touch, like, my son. You're not going to kill my family. You don't even have the right or either the authority to. You know what I mean? Like, she could have literally... pushed that around and made it her own, but she didn't, which it's okay. But yeah, Sin Rostro's dead, so it's all that matters.
You wanted more of a showdown?
I did. I mean, of course, Jane didn't really give us anything till the end, but
yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I think because they create all, like, she had to get Luisa back, and Luisa had to be the one to end Sin Rostro. I thought that was, like, perfect because she, in a way, is, like, free. So it really wasn't, like, Jane's fight to kill Sin Rostro. Right. And I don't think Jane would ever hurt anyone. That's kind of like her thing. She's like Miss Righteous.
She probably would have talked
to Sin Rostro, took her to therapy, helped her with the anxiety methods. But yeah, I was like, I did want a little bit more of a showdown. I agree.
Absolutely.
That even in the end, it's Raphael who saves her. It's a very typical telenovela trope. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, it's not the girl power necessarily moment, but it is the telenovela trope that I grew up watching, so I was fine with it.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I've never actually watched a telenovela, but, like, it's interesting to hear that that's sort of typical.
Yeah, the guy comes back and, like, he gets saved.
The damsel in distress.
Yeah, it's like a fairy tale. So it is part of the...
It wasn't your 2019, the woman saves the day.
I mean, we do need more novelas that have that. I think, you know, most of the villains or... they're coming out. They are very fiery women, but they are usually heads of mafias or like.
Oh, fine. Yeah, okay. Love that.
She's the call girl, so she handles all of the dirty work.
Okay. Yeah. If I was held hostage by Signor Rostro or anyone for that matter, I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, Nima, you're saying she might, you know, she's not really going to do anything, but I just don't know. I feel like I would get into my head as well. Like, I would be terrified. I'd probably be screaming and crying the whole time. Just kill me. Get it over with.
I think you would, but if you had a child, I don't think you would be so... Like, if it's just you, then you wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. But if they were to start messing with your kid and be like, oh, I'm going to kill your child, I think that's what my vet would be like.
But my thing is, like, at the end of the day, we have to think about Signor Rostro. Like, what power does she really have? She doesn't really have that much power, I feel like. I feel like Jane just, of course, it's her son. And any time, like you said before, you know, your child is threatened, the first thing you think is like, oh, my God, I don't want anybody to hurt my baby. But, I mean, come on, like... Jane is a writer. Like, she knows how to twist things and turn things to make it her own. So I felt like if she would have thought about all the things that she had over Signor Rostro, she could have easily switched that situation and she could have brought her down. Because at the end of the day, I mean, honestly, I will say this too. I kind of thought that it was cute how Signor Rostro, like, she was doing all this because she wanted Luisa to come back to her and love her. Like,
I want someone to love me like that.
Like, you want someone to hold somebody hostage and say, listen, I want my love to come back, like, all for me. But again, at the end of the day, I feel like if Jane just would have, I feel like she panicked. If she just would have breathed in, breathed out, and just really thought about things, you're like, wait a minute, the only thing you want is Luisa? Like, that would have easily told her that she doesn't have advantage over her.
It still would be tough, especially knowing Jane.
She, I know, but kidnapped her newborn baby.
Yeah,
Nima, like, she does have that power. She made 15 people look exactly like her. She's 51 years old. She looks 23.
Because I need that number.
Okay, so, like, she probably hit up Craigslist or, like, you know, LA Casting and got some models and be like, okay, well, I'm going to get cast all these.
And she's crazy.
Come on.
I mean, like, I think to the extent I'm terrified of her, like, just because of Michael's storyline. And I never really understood, like, I don't feel like I'm going to understand what happened to him and why. Yeah. Like, why Signor Rostro did that to him. Because it's kind of like, so you killed him, but that had nothing to do with Luisa. So now I'm confused because the whole reason that she was doing all this is to get Luisa back.
Right.
But then she made Jane's life hell.
Oof, man.
I think we can all agree that it would be really lovely to have a love like Signor Rostro has for Luisa at the end of the day.
Yes and no. Like in the beginning stages, it's cute, but then in the end, you're like, dude, you got to get over me.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. It's crazy.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Literally, though.
No. Because a person can get so obsessed to the point where they may try to kill you, and it's just like, okay, no.
Yeah.
I want to win.
Yeah. Always.
Yes. We always win.
I don't know. It's just, it was a lot. I'm also confused, guys. Please tell me. Where did Raphael come from? Like, they showed a feather falling from, like, Jane's costume, and then Raphael came and saved the day. What was that? How did he know?
I know, like, that's such a question in my mind, because I was wondering, like, how did he know that, like, she was going upstairs? I mean, even though it was a feather, I mean, did we miss some part in the story where maybe they had a communication that, hey, if something happens one day and the feather falls, it means that I'm there? Like,
I have no idea. I'm hoping that the final episode is going to explain that.
Yeah.
Because that was...
Right.
Or unless Luisa knew and, like, she's coming on the plane doesn't mean she can't pick up the phone and call her brother.
That's true.
Yeah. Nobody knew. Like, she didn't call
him. What about
Raphael?
The costumes, though? Because, like, how would he have known that Jane was in the alien costume?
Well, he knew she was going to be at the party.
Right.
Yeah. First of all, how did they get access to that party? It is not that easy, people, to get
right.
into
these, like, oh, it's aliens.
This movie premiere. Like,
I'm going to start going to every A-lister party.
I know.
Like, he sent me your PR contact.
Okay, I'm going to dress like an alien, okay, and just get right in, okay?
Yeah.
That's how it works, literally.
I'm from This Is Mars.
I'm from Mars. I'm supposed to come today. Like, what?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a question I would love to know.
For sure.
But please comment below if you know.
Yeah.
And Delia, please tell them what else they can comment below.
Yeah, you guys, we are so thankful that you guys have written out this beautiful way with us. We only have one more episode. So if you are enjoying what we're saying and checking in with us every week, make sure you like and subscribe if you're watching us on YouTube. And if you're checking us on the podcast, make sure you like and give us a 5-star rating as well. And let us know what you're thinking, because we have a lot of questions and we know that you guys do too. What are you hoping that gets figured out in the end? Because there's a lot that still needs to be answered for me.
Me too. And it seems like the live chat, I mean, thank you so much for getting involved. I love it. I love our viewers, Billie Jean Girl, Obsessed Fangirl. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, we love you, Billie.
We love you.
Like our job's so easy.
So Billie Jean says maybe Raphael saw Jane doing those tapping signals and knew it was her.
Maybe. Because she was like,
oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Because she was like she kept doing this, and I was just like,
yeah.
My boyfriend, like, if you see an alien walk away, like, walk by, you're like,
I would be totally oblivious to any sign. I'm just being honest. Like, I'd be like, that person's weird.
I wouldn't. I'm like, I'm super observant. I'm like, something is wrong.
Yeah, you, but there's people who you know, like, I'd be like, Nima.
Yeah, because no, really, like, listen, this person is being kidnapped, okay?
And I'd be like, oh my god, they're doing like alien talk. Cute.
But is he single?
But it's still a... Oh my god! Okay, listen, we have moved outside of Jane the Virgin.
Jane the Virgin, okay. She finally gets a book deal.
Yes.
For $500,000.
Wow.
That's $500,000.
Who's paying her that much? I'm just wondering.
I mean, I don't know. They just said a publisher or somebody, right?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like someone that has the idea to have a book that's going to introduce a movie. Or, like, the book, you know?
Right.
That's what that sounds like.
Like, I mean, are like, book deals worth $500,000 these days? I mean, if you're not, like, a housewife?
I don't know.
Or either a president.
Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. I don't know how the whole publishing world works. I know it's really difficult to get a book published.
Well, one thing I want to say is whoever is a writer, I feel like this was I think, honestly, the director was really trying to get us under the idea of that, even though, you know, you're like waiting for your dream to happen, when it finally happens, it's so much more worth all of those moments that, you know, you wanted to give up, you know, feel like it wasn't working. I think that that's what the director really wanted to hone in on, because at the end of the day, it was like, oh my god, like, Jane wasn't even thinking about anything that she went through other than the fact that I'm about to get $500,000. She's like, oh my god, we're rich.
Yeah.
And then the crazy thing is, of course, Raphael's making a decision, you know, to, you know, downsize his lifestyle, and, you know, quit working at the hotel. I think that it was an amazing shift.
Yeah.
You know,
are we surprised that Raphael didn't take the job at the Marbella and his old suite back, and he chose to stay in real estate?
No.
I don't. I don't, because I think, no, I mean, honestly, I think bit by bit, Raphael has really been showing us his sacrifice and how much he really loves Jane. And I think that when it gets down to the point of when you really love somebody and you're making that decision to make this person a part of your life forever, you make those decisions that you wouldn't normally make when you were single. It's like, He realized he's not single anymore. He has to do what's best for his family, which is a very, very mature decision. And I think the fact that he has a great woman like Jane, which us great women, we do those things.
Yeah.
We bring the best out of men.
I also thought it was very interesting when he had that conversation with Petra. And Petra was saying how much the Marbella fulfilled her in so many ways that relationship couldn't. And I think that was when he probably realized that he doesn't need it that much. He doesn't want it that much. Like, there's other things that, you know, fill him in the best ways. And he doesn't want to spend his time away from those people and what actually lights him up.
Right.
Because, I mean, for Petra, she's all about it and she's in love and this is her passion project and she's fulfilled. So it would be like cheating himself.
Right. Because it's about family.
I kind of wanted them to, like, live at the Marbella. Only because, I mean, he does have two other daughters, Anna and Elsa, and I think we talked about it last week. He doesn't really see them as much, or it seems that way on the show. I think it would have been nice. I mean, it's not like he was going to be living this bachelor life. I mean, Jane is still, I mean, not anymore, but she was, up until now, still a waitress.
Yeah.
But I think that he's more focused on the life that him and Jane has.
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't love his daughters, but at the end of the day, I think that it's different for him because he realizes that they have their mother.
Yeah.
You know, and Petra, just from like a co-parenting perspective, it seems like she really has it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, okay, it's like, okay, I can just come in on the weekend or whatever. Because I'm being 100% honest with you because Petra is a strong woman and so she knows how to handle things. So I think that makes him feel more comfortable to make a decision that's more suitable for him and Jane because he, you know, he understands that Petra has it going on.
And the girls are doing great, Anna and Elsa. They're well-behaved. They're in therapy.
They're so cute.
I mean, I feel like they can actually raise themselves.
At this point, yes. Yeah.
Or raise me. Because they're just like, there's so much.
She said raise me. Oh, ouch. Okay.
That was amazing.
That was hilarious.
Are we surprised? Petra, we find out, wants to go to JR's mother's funeral, her ex JR. Are we surprised she didn't end up going? Should she have gone? Would it have been a bad move? Would you have gone?
Honestly, I don't think it's a surprise that Petra didn't go. I think that once you finally realize that you can live your life without somebody and you have that moment that you've been waiting for, you just realize, you know what? I've been waiting for this moment, but I actually don't want it anymore, because you realize the only reason why you wanted it is not because you wanted that person. You wanted to feel like you could still have that person within reach. But once you know that you can get it, you don't want it anymore. And I think, again, Petra's a very strong woman and, you know, she knows how to get what she wants. And when she finally feels like she has it, she's like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
So I think her arrogance came alive. That's just
pain. I was not surprised that she wanted to go see JR because of the funeral. I knew she wasn't going to go, but I'm hoping that then JR is going to make an occurrence. I'm still not giving up on them. Yeah. I just can't give up on them. I love them so much. And I do think Petra and JR were such a great couple. And so I'm still not over it.
I think it would have been a great way, like not even Petra trying to get JR back, but just really showing your respect. I mean, it's not like their bake up. Where's my mind?
Bakery.
It's not like, exactly, I'm hungry. It's not like their breakup was bad. Like, no one cheated on each other. It was just like they went their own separate ways. I think it would have been nice to show up at the funeral and like maybe...
But you know, JR always didn't want Petra always handling things for her. And so, like, I think Petra showing up would just show, I'm still going to
come to your rescue.
Come to your rescue. Oh, yeah. That's true. Like, that was a thing that she was like, I just need space and I just need to deal with whatever I'm doing. And you need to let me do that.
Yeah.
Right. So Petra giving her space and be like,
And you say, I know we haven't got to predictions, but that might be a reason for JR to come back because she realized that she didn't come to her rescue.
Okay.
We're on the same prediction.
We are.
Okay.
We all haven't given up, right?
No, not at all.
I love them together.
Love is still alive.
Guys, it kind of made me sad that Petra, I mean, I'm happy for her. Mm-hmm. When she said, you know, I love the Marbella and my work. And I don't think any person, any lover would satisfy me as much as the Marbella does. Mm. Like, that's your job. I understand, like, be passionate about your job. And that's amazing. But I don't think it's healthy to just consume yourself with your job. I mean, she lives.
That's true.
And plays and eats and everything in the same place.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need her to find love.
Yeah, she will.
I mean, I think the next episode, everything's going to make sense.
Hopefully.
I mean, because at the end of the day, she needs somebody to be able to run this with. Like, she can't do it by herself.
Yeah. And so I want to keep her psycho-ness. Like, just have fun.
She needs somebody to tame her down. Because Petra is like, ooh.
They better give us answers.
Yeah, she is a whole
Petra mood. Is a mood, guys.
Yeah. Billie Jean Girl says, how do you think the show is going to end in the 2-hour series finale next week? We will talk about that in predictions. But yes, we have a 2-hour finale next week. I can't wait. I don't know what to expect. But what I do know is that Zoe and Ro are going to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a thing. I love it.
And Jane doesn't know yet.
Sheesh. She doesn't need to know.
That's what's
going to make it sad.
I teared up because talking about it. It's just...
Jane is so heartfelt and she's really emotional. And I think that they just really want her to focus on what she needs to be focused on until it's time. Maybe the wedding?
That'd be a terrible time to tell her.
Probably. No, she's already with Raphael, and she's...
Do not tell me you're moving across the country on my wedding day.
Well, at the reception. After the reception.
No, absolutely not. Let them come back from a honeymoon. Yeah. Wait, are they not going on a honeymoon? They are. What was that about?
They are. They are so lame.
They have to go on a honeymoon.
I think Jane was just trying to be... That was pre-500K.
Right? It's like 500K. Listen, we're gonna go across the world.
Multiple honeymoons.
Listen, yeah, the first thing she's like, we are rich. I was like, oh, okay.
That was Waitress Jane. There's a very difference. Like, Waitress Jane versus like, we're rich now.
Right. Yeah. It was a whole different confidence level. New dress. Right. I was like, okay.
Open bar.
Yeah. It's like, you know, we can say Cinderella Show was actually good for something.
Yeah,
because she set her up nice.
She did.
Like, if she would have never said anything, Jane probably would have taken the $20,000 deal. Of course, because she was being modest, because we know that Jane is the modest person, and she's very, you know, humble, and she does what's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, that evil side of Cinerostro actually worked out for her.
So. Yeah, because I was like, ooh, girl, I don't know.
Sometimes bad can be good.
Oops. Yeah.
I don't know. Are we going back to New York, though? Esteban. We saw Rogelio trying to get Esteban to move to New York the whole time. And of course, Esteban, yes.
Esteban and Darcy planned
the whole thing so he could get a role.
He was so extra. I could just tell. I was like, this man is playing the game. You could just tell. Because he was like, I'm on the red carpet. And I was like, either he's Rogelio.
Esteban.
I don't know what was going on. Esteban. I was like, what? Yeah, they planned it.
I thought it was really fun. I really loved that he's like, I love to hate you. And so America will love to hate you too. They're just such a fun couple. I just love their bromance. Because before it was always Rogelio with either Michael or Raphael, but now that he's, you know, they're co-parenting. Yeah. So I love that, like, give and take. And, like, Darcy, all right, girl, like, you got your man set up with the job. This whole thing, the stakes were good.
That was great acting. Great acting. The stakes were super high. And he played it. He played it so well.
I don't need it now.
He played it so well.
I'm fulfilled with my
Rogelio had no clue.
But of course.
Billie Jean girl, you always come through. She says, I think there is still time and they can change their minds.
Yeah.
Give his role to Esteban. He really wants a big role in the show.
I agree. I thought so too.
Oh my God.
I thought so
especially
too.
After, you know, Zamara, she was crying. Oh my God. It's finally starting to hit her that she's going to be away from her family. So, but I don't care. I think that they're probably still going to go to New York. Because of course she got accepted, so. The program.
I don't think they are. I'm going to stick to my guns and say that. I don't think they are.
I know we're getting into these predictions, but the whole show is a big prediction.
Yeah.
Right.
Next week is literally the series finale. Like, that's it.
But I wouldn't be heartbroken if they did go. I would be very, very sad. Very, Why? Very sad. I don't, because it's I like, know. You know, they've always been so close.
They're family oriented. Like, Jane has never lived far from her mom or her grandma. Like, that's all she knows.
It's all about family.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
For Jane, it
is. I'm like having a moment.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We can have this together. It's all about family.
It is.
Yeah, but I think they're going to go to New York. because if they didn't go to New York, it's deeper than just him allowing him to have his position. It's also about the co-parenting. The whole purpose of them moving to New York is so that they can all be together.
Right.
Right.
So him not going would basically reverse everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I'm sitting here like, if they move, I'm going to be hurt and I'm just like going to pout for a couple of days because I need my Rogelio in my life. But I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry a lot.
I cried today.
I know.
Did you guys?
I held it in.
I'm not that much of a tearjerker. I just kind of take things in and I'm just like,
I know. Every time I cry, Nima's over there like contemplating everything.
I'm like, I'm so in my head. It's like, I think first and I have emotions later.
Oh, that must be nice.
We have a new viewer in the live chat who says, give the role to me, Tommy. wants okay. the role. So.
Hey, Tommy, you got it.
Yeah.
It's yours.
And the Emmy, okay?
Just giving out all the awards. Yeah,
everything.
Exactly.
Crazy week. Crazy, crazy week. We have one more episode left. I'm not going to stop saying that because it's just like I'm trying to process everything, you know? But I think it's time for our ride or die.
Our ride or die?
Yeah.
Who's my ride or die? My ride or die tonight is probably going to be Raphael, just because I just love me a good man who just knows how to just take charge and save his woman. Because chivalry is not dead.
The hero.
Yeah. I'm going to say Rogelio. And I feel like I've always said Rogelio.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's something about him in this episode, once again, that to do everything that he possibly can do to make sure that he's with his baby and he's supporting the woman he loves. It's just like, and, you know, following his dreams. So it's, he just like does it all.
I love him for that. Yes. Like, he wants it all and he will not settle. And I think more of us should take note, because you should never settle in life, not with your partner, not with your career, not with whatever you're doing. And he wants it all and you can have it all.
Yeah, definitely.
Ride or die. Okay.
It's heavy.
It's a lot. I think I gave it to Louisa last week, and I'm going to give it to her again.
Yeah, she definitely deserves it.
She came through. She hopped on that flight. She was like, you're not going to hurt my family. And she killed Sin Rostro. And we always say everything happened because of Louisa. Mm-hmm. She inseminated Jane from the beginning, and she fell in love with a monster. And now she got rid of the monster.
Mm-hmm. With a Tic Tac.
With a Tic Tac,
yeah,
which she thought was cyanide. Right?
I knew it wasn't cyanide. I was like, she's so playing her right now.
Kind of like
I knew she was playing her. She's like, no.
What did you think? What did you think that lovely India tea when she was pouring?
Oh my! She was like, it's from India. And Jane was like,
just water.
Jane was like.
Did anyone else catch that? The like lovely water.
Totally. Jane was like, okay.
It was so great.
It was the ultimate shade. She threw her shade for sure.
Yeah, we loved it. Yeah,
we wanted to talk about how Jane did that. That was hilarious.
I don't think, like, I
watched
it. Hot water
from...
because she was like, oh, she's like serving the tea towards the end. And like, you know, usually they just use it for sound effects. And,
yeah.
Like, but for some reason, the camera was right on the pouring and it was just clear water. And she was like, it's from India.
And Jane's face was like... Like, literally, she was like, I don't know, like, if she had a moment, you know, just because she, like, she was internalizing as a character and like really committing, or if she was in her mind like, are you kidding me, like, from India, like, just hot water,
just
like,
roll with it. She's one
hot
of those
water
people.
From America, but pot from India,
pot from India,
super
yeah.
international all
we
the way.
Loved it. I was like, we were both like, oh, okay, hot water.
I know, I was like, what?
Billie Jean Girl says her ride or die is Louisa for saving the day and killing off Rose. Alexandra Madden Melder, thank you for joining us, says her ride or die is also Raphael. And she cried during the last Jane and Raphael scene and during the Jane, Raphael, and Louisa scene. Well, we can cry together next time, maybe.
Yes, I know.
Yes, we can. That's how that works.
Yes, it's a lot. But we also have some news that we should get into.
We have some amazing news. Listen, the news. Let's talk about Miss Jenna Rodriguez. She is killing the game, not just on Jane the Virgin, but she's actually transitioned over to directing. She posted on her Instagram a beautiful post of her being on set. And cool, she's actually doing some branding. She actually gave shout out to Ford for the sweet car that she was actually leaning on, looking like a hot girl. Hot girl summer. says, thanks Ford for the sweet car to get to and from set every day. And she's on set now, but she says that she's going to share the news soon. So that's Jane. But let's talk about the Baldonis. I absolutely have to say that I love him and his wife. I mean, they are the best parents ever. They actually just did a interview for a magazine where they both talked about their parenting. And of course, Justin is always very open about his parenting with the world and about, you know, his beautiful children. And he made a statement. They asked, what is your greatest parenting worry or fear? And his statement was that my choices today will be their memories tomorrow, and that those memories will in some way be filled with resentment for me one day, my 1,000 mistakes that I make each month. So that's every parent's thing. You know, they just, parents always want to make sure that they don't make mistakes and they want us to be perfect, which is, I think, the reason why sometimes as kids, we probably feel like our parents are so hard on us. But I mean, hey, that's Justin and that's Jane. They're still hot.
That's so sweet. He's so concerned with, I mean, as any parent he should is. Be, but I like that he's vocal about it on social media. It's nice to see.
I mean, like, just
he's human.
Justin Baldoni is an amazing father. I think that every experience that he has, he really uses his social media to be able to, you know, keep a connection with people, to let them know. Because a lot of times being in that position, being an actor and being on TV, people feel very disconnected. Mm-hmm. But I love how he uses his social media to be able to connect people. And that's what makes him an amazing individual. And, of course, see, a parent. He makes me want to be a parent.
Oh. I know. Should we have kids or what?
I need a ring first. I'm sorry.
Same. I think that's it for news. And
no.
Yeah, I know. So much is happening. I don't know.
It's just like,
I'm not ready for it to be over either, okay?
I'm just over here, sad.
I know. No. But we should get into our real predictions.
Yes.
So many predictions.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
So who's going to go first?
Oh, man.
It looks scary in here. The ghost is pretty.
Nima lost nose ghost, so she's going first.
Well, listen, I love to go first, okay?
No. Amazing.
I think that, of course, the whole, I think Zamara and Rogelio and his, is her name Darcy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Darcy and her husband. I think that they are going to move to New York. I think that Jane and Rogelio is finally going to get the house that they want. I think that. Did I say Rogelio?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's her dad. That would be so weird. Okay. Raphael and Jaden are probably going to get the house that they wanted. I think that Michael and his new girl is probably going to come to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's all my predictions right now. I can't think of anything else besides that. I think that maybe Louisa has something else that she's probably going to present to us. I do think that JR is probably going to come back and her and Petra are going to be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
All right. I feel in true telenovela fashion that, like, it will end with the wedding and be beautiful and wonderful. And there's going to be tears. However, I don't know what's going to happen with Michael, because I do know he's going to come back.
And he is?
Well, that was, like, it's rumored that he's supposed to come back for the final episode.
Okay.
That's true.
And so I think that I've been waiting. I don't know if you guys have. But every closure that they've had to this moment has been very underwhelming.
Yes.
So I, a true Michael, you know, follower from the beginning, feel like I need a special moment between Jane and Michael just to be like, it's over. And like, I just didn't feel like that.
Yeah.
It was just like, bye. Weird.
Yeah. And this is someone
like
that.
She's pregnant.
Why bring him back from the dead? Like, that's my thing. Like, why bring him back from the dead if that's how we're going to...
That's because you're team Michael.
But even if it was Raphael and he came back from the dead like that, I would be like... It's
just, why?
It's just so, like, many kind of weird moments there that we just kind of...
I also am worried about someone dying, because I remember Rogelio with the heart issue. And why would they bring up all these, like, mystery... illnesses, yes. Like drop the cancer bomb 100 times, and like so I don't know if we're gonna get another death, but there's a good chance that
we knew there was a death, but it was supposed to be like a beloved character. Zine Roaster was not a beloved character. We wanted her to die. So is someone else going to die? Are they going to die at the wedding? I don't know. Obsessed Fangirl earlier wrote a comment. And talking about Michael, she said they should have just left him dead. His character literally brought nothing to the story. Literally nothing. And I totally agree. Like, if nothing happens next week with him, his whole storyline this season was pointless.
Exactly. Right. And so, I think it would have been more for the fans. And if you were team Michael, if he had just stayed dead, at least his story and his character would have had this, like, amazing aura around him versus, like, what it is now.
Yeah.
And I'm very disappointed. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, like, he knocked up his, like, ranger neighbor.
So now we're supposed to be happy for him?
Yeah, like we're not.
We're not.
And then, Billie Jean Girl says, I predict that the show was going to end with grown-up Mateo reading Jane's book to someone.
I love that.
As the narrator, do you think? Who's the narrator? Mateo?
That's true. It could be Mateo.
Cute if he was.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah.
I would like that if he was.
Yes.
And happily but ever
just
after.
Wouldn't make sense.
It's someone close to the family.
Yeah.
That's what the showrunner has hinted at. And I totally forgot about that. So thank you, Billie Jean.
Perhaps River?
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. River.
That was not a real prediction. Pond. With Pond.
She's with Pond her child and happy. River and Pond. That's just so funny.
River sounds like Rivette. I don't like that.
She's a pun and I'm a river. Okay. Sorry.
No, don't be. What do I think is going to happen, actually? There's going to be a wedding. Someone's going to die at the wedding. Michael and Jane will have their moment. I don't know. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And Mateo. Are we all saying Mateo is the narrator?
I'm gonna agree with Billie Jean.
Hands down.
Okay.
I think he is.
Okay. Please comment below, because we want to make sure our predictions are valid next week.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait to see. It will be. Bring your tissues.
Yeah. It's already happening.
I'll bring my mind. Clearly, yeah, I never get emotional.
Ms. Robot over here. She's like, I will bring my mind.
I will psychoanalyze everything. Right.
I'm just going to look at her and say, cry for me.
I'm just going to cry from start to end. I'm going to go home and cry tonight.
I can always count on you to cry for me.
Yes, always. I'm here.
Yes.
And we will be here next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me on all social media platforms at Rivette Soro.
Nima Sky.
And I'm Delia Gomez at It's Delia Gomez on Instagram and Twitter.
Tune in next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.